Good evening, everyone, and welcome
Exactly.
to the physical hour. I'm Julia Cannon, this is Tracy Mahan, and Tiffany is moderating, and I've got animals going crazy here.
I couldn't see Julia until the screen went big. I miss? You were fine. What's happening? Oh, you want to talk about it? There's always such a great entrance to
Maybe
this
she's gonna be
show.
okay now. Oh,
I saw the cat walk by. Was that an issue?
was Rocket that walked by. The
Well,
cat
there
is
was
in
a cat
there.
that went by too.
Oh, also, okay. Well, then she went around there and she got up on the chair and then she starts doing that to the chair and she and I'm like tearing up my furniture. And so that's why I was like trying to get her to stop, and then she started up again just as we started, and now she's looking over the table thinking about joining the show. No, remember the last time we did that?
These bring up good memories, yeah.
No, you stay down. You're
Well, hello,
fine.
everybody.
Anyway, that's what's happening. See, there she goes again.
Julia's arm wrestling the cat.
Yeah.
This is what live shows are all about. You can't predict some
Yes,
of the
no, you
things that
can't.
happen. So that's wonderful. Do you think you have time to ask everyone to put their name in the thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, she just jumped down, so all good now.
Distractions averted.
She is done. Anyway, so welcome everyone. So excited you're here. Please shine your light. Light up your part of the grid by putting in your name and where you're from. This is so cool. It's cool for us because we just love seeing it, and it's a I get you know it's a real high. You know, it's because it's so humbling to see where you're all from. But two, it's so cool for you all to see where you're all from and to see where you're lighting up. And like we said before, it's really, really important. Keep getting pieces of how important it's actually you are contributing hugely to the ascension by shining your light.
And there it is.
Yep, there it is.
Shine that light. So what I would like you guys to do is we will answer your questions today. And the way you get us those questions is to go to the comment section and write Tiffany in capital letters, like you're yelling at her, Tiffany, look at mine, look at mine. You know, emojis, exclamation points, flashy things, whatever it takes. You got to get her attention. And then she'll ask us those questions. So if you are on Facebook, please open the live stream into its full form and then ask the question to make sure that that does get to us. We have multiple live streams going right now, and all the questions get funneled into one
Aren't we
spot.
cool? We are so cool. We have multiple live streams
It
going.
just sounds cool to say it. I like to say it. We're like totally
It
out there to multiple live streams. And the most important live stream that you could be streaming from is my YouTube page, my
Of
YouTube.
course.
Please come join us live on my YouTube page and comment. And anyways, Tiffany will read us those questions and we will do our best to answer them. We do like to, or I like to say, use your discernment. This is You're asking Julia and I our opinions, and that's what we're giving you, and it doesn't have to match yours, and it's okay. And we can all still be friends and love each other, and that's okay too.
Absolutely.
So,
Yes, we can. We can still be friends.
sing it. We can still be friends. We can, okay. So, yeah, I just, I've been seeing posts that go up, and it surprises me because these are normally people that are very much peacekeepers and lovey-lovey, and then they put up these posts that are very controversial with what appears to me as the intention to stir it up.
Oh,
And it's
okay.
like, interesting. And then I move on,
Necessary.
but it's kind of like, come on, you guys, we're in this together. We're all here as light workers, and we're here to hold that love frequency. And if we're getting into the nitty-gritties and the nitpickies and we're doing these things, we need to clean up our act. So, I know everybody's entitled to their feelings, but if you're out there creating If you're out there fear mongering and creating hot messes, clean that up. Okay. I'm just going to say it. So,
Good point.
yeah. Anyway, but we want to hear from you. What's your question? What do you got? I want to see a lot of shout outs to Tiffany so that we can get some questions going. And energy
Yeah, I
update.
was just gonna say, you have anything energy-wise?
I was telling these guys, I was listening to the astrology.
This will be fun to see how it
We are going into a Pisces season. I think it's there was something astrologically shifting on the 27th of February, and that's just kind of opening some more doors. We've already been kind of on this cycle where we're figuring out what's working, what's not working, get rid of that, keep that, getting real truthful with ourselves and figuring out our direction. More of that's kind of coming in. Doors are opening even bigger for that to get our emotional stuff worked out. To I don't know about you, but manifesting has seemed to be like crazy fast these days. So share your manifesting stories
They
with
just
us.
said it's going to get faster.
It's going to get faster.
I'll get faster.
And Julia and I were playing with shifting timelines yesterday, and it was just like talking about something, then there was a pause, and it's like, well, what timeline do we want to be on? And we shifted what we were talking about, and it was almost instant proof that we did it.
Exactly.
It was crazy. So we want you guys to play with this too. We're, like I said, we're all in this together. So the more we all can share these experiences, and that's something I think I've noticed is when we share it, like these really positive things, when we're sharing them, it amplifies.
Absolutely.
And oh, and I have a really nice surprise for everybody. Remember, I was playing with the dragon mug last week, and we were talking about the dragon journey. And I had recorded one, but the dog was playing with the bone and making all these noises, and all the things were happening. And remember, I said, yeah, it was a few years ago that I was remembering bringing through messages that there were sleeping dragons. Well, you know, I don't know if it's because everything listens to us, but it was 5 years ago and that video popped up in my feed. So I don't know if someone found it, which made it pop back up in my feed, but it was an interview that Jason Ballet and I did together. And it was 5 years ago that the channel came in about the sleeping dragons. And now they're not sleeping. And anyways, the exciting news is today when I sat down to do a channel, Daniel took every is going to take everyone on a dragon journey. And that I just sent that off this morning to the guy that does the editing for me. So when I get that back, I'll be posting that for you guys. And so watch for that. There's a dragon
Very
journey
cool.
coming up.
Very cool.
Meet your dragon. So that'll be fun. Anyways, yeah, so that one must have been the one that everybody needed because there was no dogs and distractions and noises. It went pretty smooth. So I was like, okay, yeah, the other one, when it, I don't know what that was, but when it was trying to come through, it was just like everything, the timing was wrong, the timeline was wrong. I don't know, but this timeline that we woke up on this morning is the right one because it happened. But yeah, so there's other stories I could keep sharing why people are doing that, or do we want to jump into hellos first?
Let's do hellos. And I know when we talked yesterday, it was something I don't even remember what it was now, but we're like, oh, that'd be great to talk about on
It
the
was the doorbell.
show. Yes, that was it. That
Yeah.
was
Okay. So, oh, wonderful goddess Tiffany in the sky. Tell us where everyone is from.
Okay, we have North Carolina, Connecticut, Canada, Florida, Montana, Arkansas, California, Portland, Minnesota, Colorado, Arizona, the UK, New York, Louisiana, New Zealand, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. Sorry, my brain's slow. It's trying to interpret the state abbreviations. Germany, Texas, Mississippi, Chicago, Australia, Norway, Lake Tahoe, Tennessee. Did I ever say Scotland? Because I swear I saw that at one point.
No.
Yeah.
Very
Missouri.
awesome. Yay.
Hurry. Yay. So cool. Thank you.
Very
Thank you,
nice.
everyone, for being here and shining your light. It's
Shut it
so
on.
cool. Okay. Tracy, doorbell, ding dong.
Ding dong. And that's my ding dong, not Tiffany's ding dong. Could do that to her. Ding dong. So I had this experience this week where, I try to post 2 to 3 videos on my YouTube every week. And one of the videos that just came out yesterday morning was, what did I call that one? It was Going on the Mothership, I think is what it's called. And it was about there are some of us that have reached the point of the DNA cellular upgrades that were to where now they're taking physical bodies up to the ships to see how they're doing with the atmospheres. And so that video is out, but it came out yesterday morning at 7 a.m. But before that was one of the ones I edited. So I'd been spending all this time with it, like a few hours editing that video and a lot of time with it. And then the night before last, I went to bed and I woke up to the sound of the doorbell, like ding dong. And it was like, in my mind, it was somewhere before 6 a.m. It was 5 something a.m. And I was just like, somebody just ring the doorbell? Well, I'm thinking that, and the dogs all three jump up and tear off downstairs. I'm like, okay, somebody rang the doorbell. And so I'm getting my phone and I'm pulling up the Ring doorbell thing, and nobody's there. And there was no packages, nothing. There was no sign of anybody that could have been there to ring the doorbell. And I even asked my oldest son today, who is actually closest to the doorbell, and he didn't hear anything. He said, well, he goes, I think I was kind of up most of the night. I was having a hard time sleeping and I didn't hear anything. I'm like, okay, now he could have been sleeping through it. Don't know. But there was definitely a doorbell because the dogs reacted to it. And so if the dogs had not jumped up and ran to the door, I would have thought I dreamt it. It's just the way it was. So I'm talking to Julia about it last night. And I was like, what do you get with that? And while I'm talking to her, I realize when I sleep, I wear this. And to monitor my sleep to see what my sleep patterns are. And so I thought, oh, let me check my sleep patterns. So an hour before that happened, it showed that I was awake for an hour. And then 3 minutes I was sleeping, and then the doorbell rang. And so I'm sitting there going, I would know if I was awake for an hour before that happened. There's no way. And anyway, so I started giggling because I realized, oh, that video came out today of being taken, the physical bodies being taken to the mothership or on the ships. And that here I am. That was here I am. It's almost 6 a.m. It was 5:54 a.m. is what time it ended up being that it showed I woke up. So it's like, here I am just right before that video releases. I think I'm letting myself know that I just got back because 3 minutes of sleep and then I'm up again. And I don't remember anything before that doorbell. So anyway, that's my story, you guys. I think we're leaving ourselves these little clues or pearls to help us know that something's going on. And I mean, that was a pretty good one. Oh, and the other thing about my doorbell is it doesn't sound like that was the other thing. It doesn't sound like what I heard. So it was a doorbell. It just didn't sound like my doorbell. So that was the other thing that was really strange. So yeah, there we go. That's my doorbell story. And so something's going on. And the fact that I tracked my sleep so that I could see that there was an hour there that it showed me awake where I have no memory of being awake. That's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. All right. That's my story. Now it's Julia's just going to run the rest of the show. Go ahead.
Not.
I'm done talking. That's all I got.
No, you have something else. Nothing that we talked about, but they're telling me you have something else, like you have a story or something. So
I always have
it'll come up
a
later. It's not right now. It'll
story. All
come
right.
up.
Okay. I'm good at telling stories.
But something to do with maybe a session or something. It's that happened this week. That's what it feels like.
Could be.
Anyway, yeah.
Could be.
Cool.
All
Are we
right.
ready for questions?
I think we're ready for questions. Tiffany, are we ready?
Sure. Are you ready?
We
I think I'm ready.
okay.
If I'm not,
Well,
I just will sit here quietly and let your mom answer.
okay. Sounds like an excellent plan. Maybe we'll all just sit here quietly.
Ooh, we could
The
do either.
Julia Show.
No, you said all.
Julia Show. Here we go.
So this first one is oh, I can't even think of the word. It's a comment. Okay, sorry. Listening to you all live is the highlight of my week. You don't realize how much I appreciate all of you. This is very uplifting for me. So I just wanted to start that off and share that with you guys.
Thank you, and thank you for being here. You are the highlight of our week.
You're the
So,
reason we show up right there.
absolutely. Thank you. I was back
Okay.
for the comment.
Now, you ready for the deep questions? All right. This is from, I think his name is David. With regard to imprints on a person's soul, does that imprint also bring the karma that the imprint might have obtained during that specific life?
Probably.
Yeah, because they come in with all the agreements of what the other soul wanted to do. But see, since karma isn't here anymore, it's like it's not that, but it's like let's call them lessons, things that that person wanted to accomplish, what they wanted to learn, what the other soul wanted to learn. Then this new soul, when they come in, that's part of the agreement is I will take on everything that you had in place. I will finish all your stuff before I do my own stuff. And that means clearing up all whatever they want to do, all their agreements.
Yeah, if we're understanding their meaning of imprint.
Say that again.
If we're understanding what they mean by imprint, I'm sitting here thinking about.
Correct. That's good. I made an assumption.
Yeah, I did too. And then I was like, or do they mean this or that?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's only one definition, but we don't know, do we? If you're saying the definition of imprints as when a soul comes in, and they like it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, go ahead.
What I'm hearing in my head is like when your mom talked about brand new souls coming in and they haven't been here before, so they had imprints so that they would know how to be human and
Yes.
have
What is
so
the
if
other thing that I just thought of? That's where I made
walk-ins.
a walk-in. That's correct. That's a walk-in. An imprint. Yes. No, you're not taking on the karma. You're just doing research. It's like reading a book. You're not taking on that stuff. You're just taking on, you're learning how, whatever the qualities of
So,
those.
yeah. So a walk-in, yes.
Yes. Imprint,
Imprint,
no.
no.
So sorry. I completely went.
I went where you did, and then I got to thinking, wait, no, imprint's different.
It is different. Yeah,
So.
you're coming in. It's a life that you're doing something different that you've never done before. It's all new, and it could be your new soul. You're one of the
Right.
volunteers, and you've never been on Earth. You have no idea how to do anything on Earth, so you do a lot of research.
Well, and we've talked about the imprints before. Like, there's so many people that have Marilyn Monroe memories or lifetime regressions. And you can't all
You say
be.
that a lot. You say so many people, and I've not heard of any.
Oh, I've had it. Had a few. And to me, those are imprints because this person's going to be doing something similar or needs that same type of personality. So they have that imprint. So when they get regressed, they'll have memories of that lifetime. And that's why more than one person can have a memory of the same lifetime.
Absolutely. Where I hear a lot of it is people will contact me that they've had lives as Mary Magdalene. And that's always startling to them because it's like, how can I be that person?
Mary Magdalene is, yes, another one. Actually, I've had President Lincoln. And obviously, yeah, there's been a few, but usually some of those are like, I mean, we wouldn't know if they're not,
No.
if
Well,
they're not famous. So the famous ones would get it figured out. Hey,
Exactly. Somewhere
love
back there,
that.
somebody had that life. but
Yeah.
yeah.
Very interesting. I had two clients come in. Here's my story. I had two clients come in a row, and they both had identical past life memories. They were a young soldier standing on the sidelines as a medic watching a war happen and soldiers falling and the horror that they went through. And they both told it almost exactly the same way. And I'm just sitting here going, that is exactly like one that was just in here. And it was really interesting. So that would be probably an example also of possibly an imprint that they needed to know what it was like to go through that. I
They
don't
read
know.
the same book.
Maybe so.
They were in the same section of the library. It's like,
There's something going on there, but yeah, to have both of them have the same, I mean, like painted the same exact picture of this lifetime. And
interesting.
but they both, I think at the end of it, they both had different outcomes or what they gathered information wise from that impression, which was interesting too. So anyway, there's
That would
my
have been a
story.
cool question for the SC.
If I had realized what was going on, it was kind of more of a hindsight, like
Absolutely.
they both had the same thing going on. I know in the moment I was thinking, this sounds really familiar. And then I'm realizing, oh, the person that was in the other day had this, and it was the person right before that person.
Wow.
It wasn't like it was last week, and it was, I usually put a day in between or so because I need that. So it was like 2 days before that, the person in that seat was saying had the same past life. It was interesting. So there's that. I don't know what that means, guys. I just share it. There's something, there's some synchronicity to
But
it.
that would be a great question. If it happens to you, ask in on your, and now that you've heard this, a great question for the SC. You know, I had a client the other day that had almost identical. What's that about? You know, and just see what's said.
Yeah. Smart. Okay. I think we did that one. We did good. We
We
covered
did.
walk-ins and
Yeah,
in-ins.
exactly. We covered two topics. So thank you, David, for.
Very good. All right, Miss Tiffany, oh beautiful one in the ethers. What do you have for us?
This is from Paige, Princess Tiffany. How best to release relationships? Just walk away, or do we need to chat? It seems they are totally in a different place, so communicating is weird.
Well, that would be an individual basis, I think, but I don't know. I'm a talker, so I'm always going to be the person that says, should probably communicate that a little bit, because as someone that needs communication as their I don't, what do you call that?
That
Not
your love language or your whatever your.
maybe if somebody walks away from you and you need that. Like there's people that I need my space, and there's people that are I need to talk it out. I'm the I talk it out.
I'm the I
If
need
I'm
my
with,
space.
and when I'm with someone that needs their space, I can sit there for 3 or 4 days waiting for them to get ready to talk it out. That's torture. So it depends on, I don't know. That's a tough one. That's an individual, like, I don't know. I don't know enough of the story to tell you
Exactly.
what needs to happen there.
What if
One.
we add in releasing relationships that maybe you don't talk to them anymore? I know you guys have talked about that before, where it's like you wish them well and you send them on their way, like that, I guess the metaphysical piece of that.
Yeah. I was just going to say, if we can always end things, even if you can't talk to them, if you can send love, you know, send good. I mean, it sounds like you're asking, and this could be like what you said, Tracy. As far as if you're wondering, how do I do it? It's like you need closure of some kind. It's like, this is how I can close that page and, you know, and
Yeah.
end that chapter so I can move on. You know, that does come down. It's like, what do you need? How does that work for you? But it might be a matter of just writing a letter that never gets sent and maybe burning it. Who knows? You know, it's just something where you can get it all out to
Yeah.
get your own closure. But definitely send love and wish them well and. Yeah,
And
and then
what I'm hearing to say is, and don't forget, it's happening for you. So whatever the process is, you know, this is there's a lesson in it or something you wanted to experience in that as well.
Yeah.
So there's always that piece to it too. But yeah, it's follow your heart with that one. And I know in the past I've had friendships and relationships where they just disappear. They cut off, they go. And well, I'm being told I'm a little quiet.
Ah.
Pull this closer. Is this helping at all?
Sounds
Did
good to
that help?
me.
Okay. I don't know why I'm quiet. Maybe it's because I'm telling stories, sad stories. Oh, gonna lose my track. Okay. So I just need to speak up, I think. And so, you know, when someone just walks away and you don't know what happened with that it can be. That can be confusing. But I think in my particular cases was they were definitely life lessons for me, and to let go of attachment to what the other person's going to do or say, let go of my expectations on that, and love my, you know, learning to love myself. And you know, it's the last time it happened, it was so much easier. I was just like, oh, okay, this again. So it was just like, yeah, I'm gonna go on and just live my life, and I did what you were talking about, Julia, you know, etherically or energetically release that and send love to that, and it went much faster, much smoother. So there's something in there when relationships of any kind break up or move on. They're hard. That's hard to go through that, but also, we're getting stronger through it. We're loving ourselves more through those things. And, you know, one thing I recommend to everybody when you go through a breakup, do not jump into another relationship if you can help it, because you need to heal what's going on for you, or you're going to just keep attracting the same thing.
Absolutely. And what I heard when you said heal, I heard process because you just went through some things. So process, what does the growth, the heal, all the things. There's a lot of things that happen there for you. So work with that. And
Yeah.
absolutely, because you'll keep attracting the very same thing. I'm wondering, why do I keep getting the same relationship?
Such a good question. Yeah. All right. Well, Tiffany is coming in. I'm going to check my microphone. Oh, I'm on the wrong microphone. Let's try this. Hey, you guys, is that any better?
About the same as what you were right at the end.
Did you just say something? Sounds the same.
Yeah, it sounds
Okay.
the same.
Oh.
That's what I said. It sounds the same, basically.
I see what I did. I switched my speaker so then I couldn't hear you guys. Okay, so it's on the right microphone. Same as okay.
I feel like
Okay.
we should be playing music. Technical difficulties. We'll be right back. Put that on the screen.
I
Beep.
can change it to my camera mic and you guys can tell me if that's better. Right. Let's see. Okay, so
Oh, please don't do that.
not better.
No.
Much worse. Okay, so we'll keep it right here. And I'm not sure what's going on with sound, but okay.
All good. You're fine now.
Tiffany,
All
you have a question.
right. We do. Cosmic butterfly of the fluffy golden clouds, Tiffany.
My goodness.
Bravo.
Encore.
Winner. We will rank them, and at the end of the show, we will tell you who wins best name. Two physical symptoms I wonder about, please. One, a pounding heart. Two, jitteriness without caffeine use. Thank you. Much love.
Okay, well, you know, I need a lot more information than that. But anything to do with the heart has to do with relationships. So, but a pounding heart, I mean, was it right after running? Was it, see, we don't have any information. It's just a pounding heart. But I would say it's trying to get your attention, and it could be that you're needing to pay attention to a relationship. So, but when it started, what was going on in your life at that time, that gives us a lot more information as to what it's about. But that's just what came in about paying attention to a relationship. The jitteriness, that needs more information.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just asking us to do intuitive stuff, and that's not how the body stuff works. It's your stuff.
Close your eyes, tune in, ask your heart, what are you doing? Ask your body, what's happening?
Yeah, just ask it. What are you trying to tell me?
Yeah.
It will tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
And if that's hard for you, then you could have a QHHT session. You could have a soul speak session. You've got soul speak practitioners out there too.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's ways to find that in any budget. So check that out.
Absolutely. And I hope I didn't downplay what you're just saying. It's just we need more information. But you always look at when did it start, what was going on in your life at that time. That gives you a lot of guidance as to what it's trying to tell you. But when it all comes down to it, you're communicating with your body and just asking what it's trying to tell you.
All right, I want to hear the next Tiffany name we got going on.
It's just Tiffany. That's a cool one, right?
That works too.
If your higher self plans a difficult situation in order to get you off your current track to the right track, would the difficult situation go away once you went where they want you to go? It
Now,
should, yeah.
yeah, I mean the difficult situation, but it kind of depends on what, I mean, the hard part of it, like the brutal part of it that got you to shift. That will go away, but your whole situation is going to change. So, I mean, and I'm speaking from my own experience there because I was thinking about the initial hit is what had made me move, what made me have to shift. And then I still had stuff to go through, but it was never as hard as that initial hit. That was what got me to
Yeah.
position. So, does that make sense? So, yes, it changed. And then the whole life changed because I was on a different path.
Yeah, same with me. There was a real pivotal moment that I had to, for me myself, I had to get up and walk out of a bad situation or a bad conversation, and take charge of my own life, basically. And once I did that, everything shifted. But yeah, there's still, now you're recreating and building and going a different direction. But things were starting to fall into place and line up like crazy. So it shifts, and then the things that need to happen to move you out of a bad situation get better. So.
Exactly. And that's always, because if it comes to that point where it takes something big to move you, it's a big movement that has to happen. And those are not comfortable. And that's why it's like, it's so scary. It's so, all these things are happening. It's because it was a big move. But that's what it takes. This is what you wanted. And when you say the higher self doing that, remember, it's you. It's the bigger part of you.
Yeah. I know.
It
I think
was.
about that, and it's kind of so cool because it's like, even though if we can go through things we don't want to go through, it's like, okay, I'm the one planning this. Like a part of me, there's a part of me that knows the plan, and it's trying to intuitively move that information to me to get me to go the right way.
And if
And
you
if
don't
I'm
do
not
it,
Yeah, if I'm not staying within the bumpers on the bowling alley, right?
right.
Then, there's a little more of a push for that. But yeah, it's our higher selves doing that. So if we can trust our higher selves that our higher self, us, has a best interest at heart, and whatever's happening is heading us into the highest good. I mean, look at your life. If you just look at your history, and how many of us, if not all of us, can say, yeah, I wouldn't go backwards. I would do it again to get to where I'm at, or whatever, and
Even
that's
those
how you know you're on
very
that.
hard points. I mean, it's like
Yeah.
you would not give those up because they got you here.
Yeah.
Got you where you are. So it's like if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be here. Who knows where you'd be? So yeah, and that's where it's like we.
It's all part of what you came here to learn and do, and the people that are playing really rotten roles in your life are doing that for you. I know that's hard to believe, and the experiences that can be really, really bad. You set them up so you would learn something, or maybe they were karmic at one point and you're healing something really huge by going through it. There's just more, there's not a, we can't know enough really about why certain things are happening. But if we can trust that they're happening to for our betterment and that we're going to learn and grow and become better, and live and experience better lives because of it. Hopefully.
Absolutely. And I love it as you trust, but I found in my own thing, the more I trust, the smoother and easier it goes. It just flows.
But there's going to be things that we go through that maybe we can't explain. And that is again where that trust comes in, and we're going to see loved ones possibly go through things that we just can't understand. Why would something like that happen to such a nice person or whatever? And the truth of it is we don't really know. We do know that we're planning that, their soul's planning that journey for them. There's a reason they took that on. There's a reason that experience is happening. And, have that faith and the trust in that.
Yeah, I like to say, yeah, we don't know the rest of the story. There's a backstory there. There's other parts. There's other pieces. We don't know the rest of the story.
I remember, I grew up Catholic. So then you get the you only live one life and everyone's created equal. And to try to make sense of that as a kid, it's like, how is everyone created equal? And you're looking at this world and it's obvious that not everybody's equally placed in this world, and but then when I started to understand past lives and learn about past lives, I was like, oh, now I get it. Yeah, everybody's equal and we're all on different pages of our story, but we're all coming in multiple times, having multiple experiences and doing all these things. And we have, maybe we don't all have the same exact thing going on in this lifetime, but there was a
Look
time
at
that,
the whole gamut of all the lifetimes.
yeah, I played the bad guy, the good guy, the tall guy, the short guy, all of it. Your mom was the first one to say, we do it all. We're the blade of grass. We're the drop of water. We're going to experience everything.
Absolutely.
So, that's such a powerful thought, that to be like, man, I know what it's like to be water and air and a tree and, like all the things. We're all of it. So,
Exactly.
yeah. All right. How are we doing? Hey, we still got time for more questions. I feel like I'm in this weird time warp right now. It's like, have I been talking for a really long time?
I didn't want to tell you, Tracy, but that's why I'm here to cut you off.
Cut me off, man. Just
just kidding.
somebody hit the mute button. Yeah, maybe that's what's going on with the microphone. They're trying to mute me.
Silence you.
Something's going on with your microphone, Tracy.
You
I
should
get
move it
it
away
now.
from you.
I get it now.
Me.
To go back to the previous question, they said that maybe they're just trying too hard. They try to listen, but nothing's coming up. So they're asking where they could get a soul speak practitioner. Is there a list of them somewhere?
There is, but it's not public. I don't know how to make it public. But how about contact me at support@juliacannon.com and I will find you somebody. I'll hook you up.
I think that's going to be a really incredible experience for I can't remember the name of the person, but that's going to be a really incredible experience to go through that with someone and have them facilitate that for you. So, good call. All right, what else we got, Miss Tiff?
I think this will be a fun question. The great goddess Tiffany. Do we go backwards in our timelines? Recently, I felt like I have gone backwards to a previous timeline.
Well, okay, when you say backwards to a previous timeline, okay, there's backwards. Okay, you're making my brain do
I
some
feel like this
work
would
here.
fall under like a reset. Like a giant deja vu, maybe is what you mean. Like you feel like you've done it all before, or is there more details you can give
Going
us?
back to something that you thought you were done with, and go,
It
yeah, that
came
could be
back.
a way of, it's like I'm going on this timeline, I'm over here. My brain is doing this, it's weird what it's trying to do to comprehend this question. I think you can go, your frequency adjusts. So it depends on, oh, your, it has to do with your frequency. So where your thoughts are and you know, on your frequency, that's determining where you are on timeline. So that's what moves you this way on timelines. And you're asking, it feels like this way. And that would be like reset, redoing, like what you're
It
saying.
feels like, yeah, it kind of feels like there might be a reset kind of answer to that. That there's been, because that's come up for me before where it's like, why do I feel like I've already done this? And I'll hear it was a reset. Like you get an opportunity to do it again, make different choices. It's like you get a redo. I hope that we're answering that question right or understanding it right. But yeah, it kind of feels
Donna's
like.
saying what Julia said. Yes. Yes,
Okay.
exactly, Julia.
What did I say? Now I don't remember what I said.
Doesn't matter. They got
Okay,
their
it doesn't
answer.
matter. Okay, that's all that matters. It's recorded. You heard it.
Right, Donna, you
I'm
got
good. Yeah. Okay. Super.
it. That's good. Hopefully, the answer helped.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Miss Tiff. What
This
are
is
the ones?
from Team Ginger, Empress Tiffany, do you have any ideas, tips/tricks to help us connect to guides and spirit and shift into that state of consciousness? Could you suggest alternatives to meditation?
Tips and tricks to talk to the team. They're already talking to you in your head. We love you, Team Ginger.
Happy to
And
be alive.
I feel like you already know these tricks. It's almost like you're tricking us into the tricks. But yeah, I would say you're already talking to that higher part of yourself and your team all day long in your head. If you're going to do it intentionally without meditation, I don't know.
Well, I'm hearing really loud, and it's what I always say, trust and allow. You've got to allow it. And then just do things that occupy the conscious mind, like just do mundane, washing the dishes, mowing the lawn or driving the car. You can ask a question, and then whatever is coming in. I mean, you may not even ask a question. It's just coming in what you need to know. And so when it does, just allow it to come in without jumping in and analyzing and things like that. And it's just a free flow of messages, information, all kinds of stuff, and then just trust it. So it's these two things. It's as you allow and you trust, it keeps building and building that muscle so that
Perfect.
it's
She's saying she got
stronger.
busted because we weren't attached. You already know how to do this. What I do want to say to Team Ginger is I was kind of giggling at your post or your comment with that, but all of a sudden I'm seeing like a giraffe. And what is a giraffe? But a very long neck with its head up in those ethers, right? So become the giraffe when you want to talk to them. Just imagine you're just elevating your head up high and have a conversation. And also, I want you to look up the power animal meaning of giraffe. That might have a message for you. So that could be fun too.
Cool.
It cracks me up. That's why I was trying not to laugh because I see all of a sudden I'm seeing this giraffe and I'm like, okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Fun little animal. There we go. Yeah. Okay. What else we got, Tiff?
This is from Jennifer. Our children, I have a 7 and 8 year old going through ascension symptoms, or were they born at a higher level that doesn't require that?
Yeah, they were the ones that are children now. They were born with everything connected already. So they're not going through that. If they are displaying anything up until about the age we're talking about, that's been reflecting for the parents or for anyone in the house. So they're reflecting things that you need to know. But they're not going through anything. They are but all connected.
Mm-hmm. I agree. They're coming in with quite the gifts, and they're going to be our teachers, in fact. And so they're already teaching, even at the young ages. These guys are saying things and teaching us things and helping us expand our minds. And so, yeah, they're very powerful, very powerful kids.
And you know, a big thing that they teach us, how to trust and allow.
Yeah.
They don't question it, do they?
And be childlike. They don't. They're absolute. Mm-hmm. I've seen some of them talk, you know, and it's just like, they're just absolute this. And yeah. Like,
they just know.
Yeah.
And that is such an ability to know something, but we don't give it enough credence. If you know something, I think it's because we can't, it's not like I'm hearing something, I'm seeing something. I just know something. You can't give it credibility. But it is credibility. It on its own, it's its own credibility. So if you know something, you don't know how you know it, but you know it, that's it. That's mm-hmm. your way of getting that information.
I like it. Yep. Enjoy those kids. Mm-hmm. All of you who have those little guys, you know, you've got some special little kids, just help it grow. I think that's the other thing too, is, you know, a lot of us were born with these kind of intuitive gifts, and then societal things kind of took that, you know, squelched that or scared it out of us. And today's world, we're embracing those things. And so it's just going to get better and better. And I think I've made the comment before, you know, like kids today can't imagine not having their own cell phone, and that, you know, we used to have landlines and all the things and didn't have caller ID. We'd just pick up the phone and hope we knew who was on the other side, you know?
Well, you had to actually lift the phone, say hello to actually learn who was on the other
who was on the other side. Yeah. And so just looking at telephones in general, like it used to be letters and it was telephones. It was like, wow, I can't even imagine. And then, you know, then it was answering machines and caller ID. And then it was, you know, cell phones and all the things, and it's growing. And the kids, like the kids that we're talking about now, can you imagine when they have kids?
Oh my gosh.
Like those kids are going to be like, what? You guys used to use phones? Why? You know,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Why don't
and
you?
And let's think about computers too. It's like, there weren't, Tiffany
oh, yeah.
was little. I remember when I was first introduced, but I think they'd come out a little before that, but still it was like, you're younger than I am, Tracy. And so, but it's like, there were not computers.
Mm-mm.
We did not have cell phones. We did not have computers. And it's like, it's amazing. You know, what's taken for granted.
Stuff we're doing.
Oh, this is how it is. It's always been this way. No, it hasn't.
There was one time I had a dream that I looked at a picture frame and the pictures were moving. And I was like, that is amazing. And now we have it, you know, and it was just like, and I even was telling my family, I wish I knew how to make that because I could probably make a lot of money. But I was seeing this picture frame where the pictures were. And at the time you had to take your roll of film in and have it developed. And it's like, how are they getting the pictures, you know, like that on the frame? And then the digital picture frames came out, which was really cool. And now they got picture frames where, like, my parents have this frame in their house and all of us have an app. And when we go out in our little adventures and take pictures, we can add it to their frame. So one day they, you know, they'll walk by and they'll be like, oh, where did that picture come from? And we can add pictures to their picture frame.
Oh.
And so it's really fun. And it's like, yeah, I saw all that. That's so cool that it's happening now. And so what else is to come? You know, it's like all these things that are going to be happening, and the way that we're going to be healing our bodies is just juicy. I can't wait for us to get caught up to that knowledge and remembering. And I mean, let's look at Star Trek. When you go into the little medic room and they go with the little beamer and
scanner
and problem. Yeah. It's like, and I always remember going, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so, there's all this stuff that I'm sure there's technology for it already. It's just getting it where it can be in the public. So there's a lot of changes coming, you guys. We're
Absolutely. Yeah.
on our
Yeah, we
way.
probably can't even fathom what's coming.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting. Good stuff. So that's very nice. Okay. Goddess Tiffany, I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, since you said goddess, oh, great goddess Tiffany. This is from Jessica. Will you ask
Great
this? Is
minds,
there
Jessica.
a ritual you do every single day and never skip for your energetic well-being?
I don't. I
It
just.
seems like they're my coffee. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it probably is something that basic. It's not a rich, it's not a.
I do a routine in the morning where, I get up and I let my dogs out, and then I'll make a little cup of coffee, and then I get to sit on my bed with the dogs curled up around me and the little animals, and I have my cup of coffee, and that's, and I do whatever, check my emails and all the things, and that's kind of my me time. And whatever time my day starts, I set the alarm so I have the me time in there before I have to get started. That might be my ritual, is just get started because I like having that little cuddle time with the animals before I get going. So animals are my
Yeah, and
spirit
that's what I was
guide,
thinking when you're saying
movers.
that. Well, that's kind of what I do. I get up and I start my so I have tea. I don't drink coffee. I have my tea and I have my breakfast and I sit and relax and the animals around me. So it's something about animals, yeah. But one of the things that I do routinely is as I'm preparing food, if there is any like fruits or vegetables, things that I'm preparing in there, I'm thanking them. So that's something that's getting me into that gratitude state, which I feel like really helps with the energetic vibration. But otherwise, yeah, definitely, I think what we're both saying on the other is make room for yourself, give yourself that time, and yeah, and that does it automatically. I may have used to do things, ritual, but it's come to this. It's like it's just naturally done within this space.
We're just so we I think I just got to the point where I know I'm always connected, and that conversation I'm having in my head is with my team, my higher self. And do I sometimes sit and meditate? I do. There will be days where I feel like I just need to just sit and quietly just ask. In fact, today, when I laid down in the bed with the intention to listen to the astrology, I asked, "It's quiet right now. If there's anything you want me to know, just tell me." And I just kind of sat there quietly. So, yeah, there's definitely throughout the day that. But I think self-care is probably the number one thing is we just gotta. We all can do this in relationships and being parents and all the things is we can lose ourselves and all of that. So, it's important to me now that I take care of myself. Yeah,
Absolutely. Yeah. We
we're
got our
getting our warning.
time this morning. Yeah, we are. So, very quickly, if you would like to be a practitioner, a QHHT practitioner, go to QHHTofficial.com. We have our courses on there. You can start with the level one course. Tracy has a coupon code that can get you 10% off the price of the course. What is that code, Tracy?
That code is the magic is real, and you're going to make it one word. The magic is real. That'll get you your discount.
Yeah, and then we also have a retreat coming up in Asheville, North Carolina in May. We have information on the site about that. Tracy, Tiffany, and I, and Trina are going to be doing a cruise around Iceland in June, where we'll be doing some workshops on there. It'll be lots of fun. So if any of these things are great opportunities for you to be with like-minded people. So I mean, if we would love to actually see your faces, all these beautiful names that we see every week. So if that's something that resonates with you, we'd love to have that. And you have that on your site. You have information, right? On the cruise at tracymahan.com.
TracyMahan.com. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, now I am. I think you were frozen.
Oh. Oh, weird. Okay, yeah, TracyMahan.com. TracyMahan.com. And you'll find the Iceland trip.
And then how can people find you?
Same place. And also on QHHTofficial.com. I'm on there as well. So wonderful. Mwah.
I love you all. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Tiff. We'll
Thank you,
see you next time.
Tiffany.